From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish. In its heyday, Venice, Italy was known as the Pearl of the Adriatic. Today, the unique lagoon city is a fragile architectural treasure, endangered not only by rising sea levels and mass tourism. As NPR's Sylvia Pagioli reports, the city and its canals are also being invaded by ships as big as skyscrapers.
On an average day, tens of thousands of passengers lean over the railings of giant cruise ships, three times the length of a football field and 15 stories high. The tourists peer down at the majestic Doge's Palace as they sail into St. Mark's Basin and down the Giudecca Canal. Matteo Casini, a professor of history, says the big ships are alien creatures and an insult to the Renaissance jewel.
It's like being in a science fiction movie or, I don't know, this monster, they obscure us. They're twice the Palazzo Ducale. They're longer twice of Piazza San Marco. They have dimensions and numbers, nothing to do with Venice.
Casini complains that when big ships pass by, window panes tremble and vibrations lead to cracks in the walls of old buildings. He complains that the towering ships interfere with TV and Wi-Fi signals. Last month, exasperated Venetians organized a three-day protest under the slogan, "Take Back the Lagoon." The high point was a symbolic boat blockade in which hundreds of people in small vessels filled the canal, waving banners with the words, "No big ships." Big ships are destroying Venice, a woman laments over a loudspeaker. And a man proclaims each big ship spewing black smoke pollutes the equivalent of 14,000 cars, moves 135,000 tons of water, and destroys the foundations of Venetian buildings. Cruise ship tourism in Venice has gone from under 100,000 passengers in 1999 to 1.8 million in 2011. More than 650 big ships arrive annually. Six ships docking at the lagoon terminal can disgorge in one day more than half the city's population of 55,000. History professor Matteo Casini says these rapidly growing numbers of tourists are causing irreparable harm.
Tourists cannot alterate the nature of the city and the lagoon. Venice is not a Disneyland.
But tourism is the bedrock of Venice's economy, and not everyone here wants the ships kicked out of the lagoon.
When there are boats in, you can feel the difference. It makes that difference, that 15 to 20% difference, you feel it. There's no doubt about it.
Paul Patterson is half British, half Venetian. His family's blown glass factory is profiting from the cruise ships. He dismisses the negative psychological impact of seeing the big boats tower over the city.
I find it fantastic. It's almost like reliving a Fellini film every single day. And that's great.
It's hard to get reliable data on just how much the cruise industry brings into city coffers. Many critics claim that by living on board, ship passengers just buy some souvenirs, and that hotels and restaurants do not profit from their presence. One organization that has reaped benefits is the Venice Port Authority, which manages the docks. Its head, Paolo Costa, says the cruise industry has created 6,000 jobs. He says saving Venice does not mean just saving its monuments.
We have to protect even the life in Venice. It's not just some trivial jobs. It's the essence of Venice. Venice without a port doesn't exist. Venice was an historical maritime republic.
Costa wants to widen an existing canal in the lagoon to prevent ships passing too close to historical buildings. But Anna Somers Cox, former chairman of the Venice in Peril Fund, says that would cause serious damage to the lagoon's delicate ecosystem.
Because they contribute to the creation of very strong currents when there is a low tide which sucks out sediment from the bottom of the lagoon. And the lagoon used to be quite shallow and very still and is now getting very deep because it's losing sediment the whole time out into the Adriatic Sea.
Opposition to the big ships grew after the Costa Concordia cruise ship ran aground off a Tuscan island 18 months ago, killing 32 people. That prompted a government ban on big ships sailing too close to the coast. But the decree was suspended for Venice until an alternative could be found. In response to the growing outcry against big ships, the government, the municipality, and the Venice Port Authority have finally agreed to search for alternative solutions. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News.